Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and we've got a cool show today because I've got Eric Nag on the line with Pure Fishing. Eric is a senior marketing manager there, and he has a great job because what he does acts as a conduit between the anglers, both professional, recreational, guides, between them and the company, and he's constantly in the loop about what baits are hot, what baits are being designed, and what's going on. And are you there, Eric?
I'm here, John. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. How are things going for you? You know, I wanted to ask you, first off, I think you were pretty instrumental in developing the Berkeley Paid for Performance program, and that's a real wide-scope contingency program at the tour level, something we haven't seen from a bait company. How's that going?
You know, it's going great, and it's been successful. I'm looking here at my list, and every tour level event this year that's been held, we've been able to pay a bonus with either fishing line or bait. So, you know, to me that means it's working. You know, our pro anglers have really gotten behind it, and they're doing a great job as always for us out there.
And I can see some of that because I write a lot of the winning pattern stories for Bass Fan, and we simply ask the pro what they're throwing, and they tell us, and we report it no matter what. And I can tell you, and you probably know, a heck of a lot of guys out there are throwing 100% fluorocarbon.
Yeah, and you know, and trailing 100% fluorocarbon was a line that we specifically worked with our pro team, you know, guys like Skeet Reese and Jay Ellis, Larry Nixon, to help make them a tool that they could really compete with and win with. And my goodness, it's been great. And you know, that's part of the fun part of our job with myself and my team. Scott DuBiel, who does the BASS events, and Tammy Cox, who does the FLW events. They're able to, you know, like you said, we're a conduit back to the organization. So when we find a product that a pro trusts, we know that product is going to be great for everybody, from obviously the pro, but to the everyday fisherman, and it gives everybody an advantage, and it helps people catch more fish, and that's really what we're all about.
Now, something Bass fans might not know is that you're a former pro walleye angler. You keep your line wet a lot, and you know the game. What is it about 100% fluorocarbon that's different from Vanish, and why do you think it's taken off so heavily just this spring?
You know, I think it's just a little bit better tool, for one thing, on a bait casting reel. It's got more shock resistance than say, like our Vanish fluorocarbon. And you know, for a bass angler, you know, bait casting is the way to go. So we finally have a fluorocarbon that works great on a bait caster. It can take the shock like a trailing big game line can do, and ties great knots, and it's strong. And you know, that's what anglers want: line that doesn't break, that they trust. That's really the first thing that we found, is if we can make fishing line that's not going to break, then they kind of tweak it after that. They may go smaller diameter, they may want fluorocarbon, they may want this and that and the other, but we need to make a line that ties a good knot and doesn't break, and then it can be successful for us.
And here's something else Bass fans might not know, is that you're a fantasy fishing player, and currently you are third overall in the race to $1 million in the FLW Outdoors Fantasy Fishing Challenge.
You know, I've been having a ball, and we have a team here at Pure Fishing, a league that we're there's a bunch of us involved in, and you know, it makes it fun to watch the event. It's kind of hard for me because I always want to root for my pros, mm-hmm. but sometimes I know, you know, you put Larry Nixon in a sight fishing tournament, and Larry probably won't get in the top 10. Now, he'll get in the top, you know, 30 or something, like, just because I know that Larry doesn't sight fish. So I, you know, but I'm always rooting for him. But, you know, he might not slide into my top 10 at that event. So it's an interesting dynamic to tournament fishing. And gosh, I don't know how many people I have signed up for the fantasy fishing, but man, it's been a riot for me. And you know, I'm just getting lucky. Heck, I picked a couple guys that finished in the, you know, the exact spot in the top 10, and I don't have a system or anything like that. I'm just lucky.
So, but how much time do you spend researching your fantasy picks? I mean, you're doing a little more than just throwing darts, right?
Well, yeah, but you know, you got to realize that I know most of these guys, you know, personally, and I kind of know their strengths and weaknesses. Like this week at Beaver Lake, for example, I guess the recount I got on it was that the water was high and muddy and it wasn't going to be a sight fishing deal, so I didn't pick my sight fishermen, you know, the guys that I know that can catch them by looking at them. I picked guys that I knew could get up into the mud and run around in there, you know, guys like Deion Hibden and George Cochran, and those, you know, those guys that make their living fishing shallow. So the, I guess that's the kind of thing, but for me, you know, I don't call any of the pros, because you know, half the time they don't, you know, they're either going to tell you they're on them or they're not, and most of the time when they tell you they're on them, they're not, and when they tell you they're not, they are. So but it's just I guess just a little bit of experience and kind of being at the lakes and, you know, knowing what they look like and knowing who has done well in the past. And they, I mean, it's a number of things, but I do my picks usually the Friday before the Derby, and then, you know, I leave them, and I pick them and I leave them, and, you know, unless somebody drops out. But it's been a lot of fun for everybody here. We've enjoyed it.
Cool. And I'd like to finish up with a little bit of fishing talk. You have one of the jobs that a lot of folks out there probably love to have, because you do get to fish a lot. And as I understand, you just got back from Buffalo and Western New York on a sort of smallmouth pilgrimage, right?
I did. I came to your backyard, and I tell you what, we were doing a rider event for Shakespeare and Pfluger, and we would bring riders up and take them fishing, and I fished the eastern basin of Lake Erie out of Buffalo for smallmouth, and it was simply amazing. All of the size and the number of fish of smallmouth bass that we caught there, it's just, there's no other place like it in the world. You know, we caught, I think the biggest smallmouth we caught was like 6'3" or 6'4". But man, we caught loads of fish in that 4-pound, you know, that 4-pound range, and then I got to go steelhead fishing on the Niagara River, and I caught some steelhead. That is a wonderful, wonderful place, and I'm jealous of you living up there.
Yeah, you mentioned that, but bass fans might not know that, you know, Bass Fan is largely written out of Dunkirk, New York, which is an hour west of Buffalo. It's where Edwin Evers won the Elite Series out of Buffalo, so it's all the same fishery. It's just a little bit farther down the shore.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you know, it's fun. It's always fun to go out there, because those smallmouth bass, they love gulp, and so we were trying all kinds of different gulp rigs. You know, my best rig was pretty interesting, because we were catching some fish on tubes, you know, the big tubes that you would drag on the bottom. But I tied a drop shot above that and put a gulp goby on it, mm-hmm. And I never caught two fish at a time, but it was about 50-50. Half the time they would eat the big tube, half the time they would eat the drop shot on the goby, and you drift across these rock flats, and man, it's just a riot.
You know, it brings up an interesting opportunity there, because with the new baitfish regulations in New York and other Great Lakes states, because of the VHS disease, you're really not allowed to transport bait, or if you are, it's more expensive to buy certified bait. Is that a situation where you see gulp being able to, you know, swap in for a lot of these perch and walleye and bass anglers who are so tied to live bait?
Yeah, it is, John. You know, and the Emerald Shiner is you know, one of the staple bait fish in the Great Lakes, and one of our best sellers the last year and a half or so has been an Emerald Shiner colored and shaped minnow and gulp. the other one that, that my captain, Captain Frank Campbell, who guides on Niagara up there, that he was really excited about is our new gulp crawdad, because they use a lot of crawdads when they're fishing live bait for guiding and stuff fishing out there. So he can't wait to get his hands on some of the new product that we have coming out, and one of them is a crawdad. And then the goby obviously is a great producer out there. But yeah, it as far as gulp sales go, I think the more regulations, one thing it does is it gets people to try gulp. You know, it's hard to switch and, try new things for every angler. And, you know, if you're used to fishing with a live minnow, you know, you look at that thing floating around the bucket or in the bag, and you're like, there's no way it could catch fish like a live minnow. Well, sometimes it doesn't, but more often than not, you can, you know, you can get as many bites on gulp as you can on live bait. And so to get people to try it, you know, that's an advantage that's going to happen with the bait fish regulations.
Yeah, that's interesting, Eric. And man, I'd love to talk more, but we're out of time. So we're going to have to get together again a little bit further down the line and maybe get an update closer, you know, towards the middle of summer.
That sounds great, John. Thank you.
All right, Eric, take care and keep your line wet.
Bass Fan Radio.